I want to tell you about a secret ministry in Albuquerque. Some of you don't know that right here in Albuquerque is a ministry that reaches the entire world with the Word of God. Well, it's not really secret. It's just some people haven't heard of it, or they've heard of it, didn't know where it was, or didn't know it was right here. So you're going to hear something about Faith Comes by Hearing. Also, their original name was Hosanna, and we have Bill Lohr with us, and he's going to give us an update on that ministry. We heard something about it in the Sunday School Hour, and he is anxious to get up and tell us some more. And for those of you who haven't heard yet, you'll get a taste of what is God doing in terms of a ministry of getting the word out to the people of this world. And it all goes back to the Tower of Babel, where the languages were confused. And some of us are still having a hard time with the languages or language that we know. But Bill's going to help us with that. Come on up, Bill.
Christ. Rosedip, San Marcos 4. Otra vez comenzó Jesús a enseñar junto al mar. Y se reunió alrededor de él tanta gente que subió a una barca que estaba en el mar y se sentó mientras la gente se quedaba en la orilla. Entonces les enseñaba por medio de parábolas muchas cosas. Les decía en su enseñanza:
oíd, he aquí el sembrador salió a sembrar. Y al sembrar, aconteció que una parte cayó junto al camino y vinieron las aves.
The rest of you that didn't understand, most of the world waits around to be able to hear God's word.
That was Spanish. We have 875 others that we have recorded at Faith Comes by Hearing. And we do the other half of the world that the Gideons are not getting to with the print, because they do a wonderful job in getting those people who can read. So we got to come together, right? We got to have somebody who does the other side. Half of the world can't read. About 70% if you want to push it out to functional, literate, and oral by choice. Probably there's a few young folks here that fall into that category. I have my son and others. The only way you get their attention is take that thing out of their ear, right? So that's where we're heading. We want to be able to get God's word into a format that people can use. And so we've done that for a number of years now. 1972 is when Hosanna originally started. And, I wanted to, you said about a half hour, right? Or was it 2 hours because football is no longer?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm not the preacher of the family. My brother is. But I love to talk about how to get God's word to everybody in the world. So, 1972, it was Tape Lending Library. I'll go real quickly over the history, and doing things on cassette and that sort of things, and then move towards doing God's Word in the heart languages of the world. And so that's what we're doing now and getting this done, in this many different ways, including, and I'll mention in a little bit, an outreach to the deaf. So Faith Comes by Hearing, is able to reach, the deaf in their heart language, which is sign language. So the device that I'm holding here is called a Proclaimer, and it is something that we developed 2004, 2005, and wanted to be able to get God's word to large groups. As you just heard, I wasn't standing near the microphone. I'm just standing down here. So 300 to 500 can easily sit around and listen to this without any amplification. We can put any of our languages on it, and we start what's called listening groups, churches in other countries, because that's what they have. They may not have a pastor who can be there on a weekly basis. So they sit around and they listen, and then they talk about God's word. Actually, one of the things I wanted to mention I didn't get to in Sunday school, how often have you taught on the genealogy, Matthew 1? You do that quite a bit, right? That's in American churches, we don't hear that a lot. But why is Matthew 1? Why is the genealogy right there? Well, if you go to another country, particularly those who are animistic or ancestor worshipers, and the first thing they listen to is the genealogy of Jesus. and their head of their tribe can go back five or six generations, and that's why he's an important man. But now in their own language, they listen to the genealogy in Matthew 1, and they hear 14, and 14, and 14. This Jesus is really important. Can you play that again? And a lot of times they'll do that. Can we hear that again? So I've always wondered, now I understand why Matthew 1 is at the beginning. Because for many, many cultures, it's very important to them to be able to do. So the other thing that we want to overcome besides illiteracy in the world is poverty. Half of the world lives on less than $2 a day. Don't want people to have to choose between batteries and putting them in here or putting food on the table. So as you can see, there's a solar panel that's on this. And I'll have these around afterwards as well. You guys can take a look at those. So that's what recharges the battery. You set that out in the sun. If it happens to be nighttime or something else like that, well, you just flip out the hand crank, go to town, charge that right up. So they're not having to worry about batteries in their neck of the woods in terms of whether they have electricity or not. So now this is for larger groups. And for those of you in the Sunday school, I'm going to go a little faster on these because I have a little bit more I want to talk about over here. But I will be around afterwards. Anybody wants to chat, I'm happy to do that. It's what I do for a living for the ministry anyway. So this is the proclaimer. And so then you have a mini proclaimer. Obviously the smaller version of the proclaimer, right? Still has the built-in solar panel. We use this in areas where it's a little harder to get into. You need a little more security. So what you do is hardwire this with regional music. So if somebody hits play, that's what they're going to hear is regional music. There's an SD slot right here, and we put the audio on the SD card. So you have to put the SD card in and then hit the buttons in order. There is a functional order to them. I won't give it to you, but I do give it to my field partners. And they will hit those, and then they can listen on a device like this. So maybe 20 to 30 in a house listening group. There's a lot of places in the world where that's the only place they can do. They have to get together in a more secure area to be able to do that. And so that is the mini. And we're still going smaller. This is a micro. Has everything self-contained. Has the audio I was just telling you about. Has the regional music that would be on there. You have to hit the buttons in order to be able to use it. It does have a built-in small little speaker.
But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers.
So once it gets in somewhere, you can use a microphone or a jack, a stereo adapter. You just plug it in. It will open up the ability to share God's word. So what we want to do is get this into as many places as we can because that's what we're commanded to do, right? It's the Great Commission. We're supposed to take the word out there and deliver it to everyone. As you see up here on the slide, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end will come. Do we believe that? I do. I'm excited about it because, you know, I heard what Pastor was praying about and praying for our country, and I'm glad that he does that. But I'm excited that there's a time when we get to go home. And that's what we're trying to do is help people to come along with us. We're helping them to hear the word. And so that's what we want to do. And what we say here is, what is a nation? So the Greek, it's ethnos. And this isn't my study, Pastor. I'm taking this from our pastors at work. I'm not quite that bright. But I'm learning. And so what it is, it's the Greek word for ethnos. It's not our nation state type of thing to all the nations. Oh, we got to get it to Mexico and the U.S. and Canada. It's talking about languages. It's talking about language, tribe, or tongue. Okay? And that's what we're working on. We want to get it into those languages. Those languages don't know socio-demographic boundaries. People speak them in different countries. They speak them in different places. They move around. We need to get God's word into all these different languages. Now, translators have been doing this for quite some time. And great partners like ours that are Wycliffe and Pioneer Bible Translators, Lutheran Bible Translators, New Tribes Missions, these folks have been working on getting the word translated for hundreds of years. And now we're coming along and helping take it to the point where then people can use it in a format that's open to them. So that's what we're talking about doing here, is getting it to every ethnos, every language, and that's what we want to be able to do. I want to show you one more device here. I almost forgot this. It's so small. It's a micro SD chip. If you can see it all the way from the back, it's really tiny. It actually, you may have a phone still that has a slot on the side of your phone. Believe it or not, those phones are considered old now. Albeit you've got them, you know, a year or two ago. We're moving more and more towards smartphones. But the older phones that have slots, many, many countries, Africa, Southeast Asia, China, those are the phones that they're using. And so you can slide this into the slot. Your phone now becomes the listening device. I could fit four New Testaments on this chip. Two Old Testaments, two New Testaments. About 4 gigs is what's on this size chip. We can send them in by the thousands into countries. Who's checking SD cards? You know, they can be going in for so many different things. Nobody's really checking the technology. And that's the neat thing about where we're heading, too, digitally. And that's what I want to talk about a little bit more in this service, is the digital outreach in terms of where we're going. Because there are places where the Gideons know it's hard to get Bibles in. It's a print Bible, and how do you get it in there? They can look at it right away, and they say, oh, it's a print Bible. It's a Bible. We don't want it in here. That's not what we do. But with digital, we're using things like apps on phones. Is anybody keeping these out of countries? There's smartphones everywhere. It's supposed to be about 5 billion by 2017. Some of the numbers in terms of where digital is going. All right, population, just over 7 billion. I'm trying not to look this way intentionally, but my eyes are, I'm almost be able to see that in the back there. 2.4 billion is internet users. That's people who have access, okay? So that is about 35% internet penetration. That means that we can reach 35% of the population through the internet. 1.85 billion on social media. Okay, who's on Facebook? It's okay. You're 1.2 billion people you're with. If Facebook were a country, it would be the second largest country in the world, right behind China, just past India. So 1.2 billion people. Is there a lot of questionable stuff out there on that? Yeah. Do we want to put the light and the truth out there on that? Yeah. That's what we want to do. So that's why we're looking at where are the people, how can we reach them, and that's why we're willing to go out and do that and set up Facebook accounts. We have Facebook pages for our apps and for our ministry. We want people to know so that they can go from there to where they can get free resources. And then 6.5 billion, I believe, is the bottom one. That's how many mobile subscribers there are in the world today. 6.5 billion. Almost everyone has, now, I should put it this way. Not everyone has a mobile phone. There are many places in the world where people have two or three mobile phones. But by numbers, 6.5 is almost to 7 billion, which means that everybody would have a mobile phone. And it is expected that by 2017, there will be 5 billion smartphones available on the planet. Now, why are smartphones so important? Well, if you have 4G or data streaming, or if you're on Wi-Fi and connected to do that, you can go out and you can pull up something like Bible Is, and you can listen. And I still have Mike's language up, so why don't I play that? Navajo. And so what I can do from there, if I go on into our languages, somebody just, no, I didn't want to do that. See, that's what happens with touchscreen. You end up touching and going places you don't want to. Somebody say stop. Anybody up front see how that was scrolling by? That got us to the languages that start with E. There's a lot of languages on this, over 800. And I can go in and find whichever one you say that you speak. Because now I go from using it for myself, which is great, and I would encourage you all to do that. Have this available, listen to the Bible, read the Bible. But now you become a missionary overnight with your phone. Because you don't have to speak their language. I can find it on here, and I can walk them through different sections of the Bible. I know what the books are, and I know where the chapters are. I don't need to be able to read them in their language. I can get there just kind of by that common knowledge, and then I can find those. I can hit play, and they can hear they can hear God's word in their own language. And that's the power of what we're looking at with what we're doing at Faith Homes by Hearing. So now you've seen a little bit on the app side and the digital for audio. So who would think that Faith Comes by Hearing would be a good organization to bring the Bible to the deaf? But we didn't. I'll admit that when I first started, I had a conversation on social media with someone, and they said, what about the deaf? And I said, well, there's other people who do great things for the deaf. Our audio Bibles aren't. I'm sorry. There's nothing that we can do. And 2 years later, God sent us a young man who was a missionary in Ethiopia. He's a CODA, C-O-D-A, child of deaf adults. He speaks, he hears. His heart language is sign language. And he brought that to us. And we said, well, if we can stream audio, why can't we open something up and stream video? And you have American Sign Language on your phone. And they can have God's word as well, right on their phone. Don't ask me to turn up the volume. It doesn't matter. They actually have the whole culture within the deaf. We've learned so much in the ministry over the last couple of years, and they have their own language as well. If anybody has done sign language, it's not English into signs. It's a completely different grammar structure. It's a completely different processing of how the words work and the thoughts. So it's really something that's entirely different. They have their own jokes. I still like this one, but a group of deaf gentlemen, their colleague went ahead of them and was at the hotel early. They're traveling. It was in an African country, and it's just a small hotel, but they didn't know which room he was in. Were you going to go knock on the door? He's deaf. So they said, what should we do? So they honked on the horn, honked and honked and honked until every light in the place was on, except one room. Now they know how to find their friend. So that's a whole nother area that we're opening up as well. The Deaf Bible app is one of the most popular deaf apps in the world. Not just Bible, deaf. It's an amazing growth because only about 2% of the deaf have been reached with the gospel. So there's a lot of work to be done. We have 15 sign languages on the app. We're continuing to grow that as well. 300 to 500. Anybody would have guessed there was an international sign language? Go ahead. I was like that 2 years ago. I said, there must be an international sign language. No, about 300 to 400 known sign languages around the world. Where we're looking, and I mentioned that more than one person could have one phone. That's why you're seeing numbers up here that are higher than 100%, because there are areas where people have a couple of different phones. In Muslim worlds, because of the prohibition in terms of dating or doing things like that, there's certain places in Muslim worlds where they have four or five phones, and they'll go by somebody and just toss the girl a phone. Because they can talk with them text-wise, but they're not supposed to go up to them and talk to them. So we're finding different things within technology and how it's being used. But the neat thing is, by saying that, there's a lot of cell phones in Muslim worlds. So there's a way to reach those people with God's word, and so they can have that for themselves. And once again, 5 billion smartphones by 2017. So this is what we were talking about in terms of digital. That's the Deaf Bible icon in the lower left. And the Bible Is app, it can be on iPad, it can be on your phone. The website in the back there, that's bible.is. So if you don't have a smartphone but you do have internet connection, you have access to all of those things right on the website, www.bible.is. You can go on and pull them up. Most of them have text as well. It will change immediately as you go to that language. And you'll see that change, and then you can listen to the audio as well. The other thing that this does is by giving this access, there are areas where illiteracy is very high, right? Well, if I give you something where you have your text and your audio, talk about learning to read. you have audio that you can follow right along with the text now. So we're talking about how important that would be in terms of digital access around the world. So that is the Bible is icon. We were just talking about the app. It is localized into those other languages that you see out there. You may not be able to read those. But what that means is when they download the app, it'll pop up. First thing will say, choose a language. How do you want this to function on your phone is basically what it's saying. And then we have about 19 to 20 of the top languages in the world where if they hit that, the whole app then transforms into their language, the text and everything. So they can function within that major trade language that they're used to using and speaking in. Now, the other things that are up there, mobile apps, which we've talked about, web apps. We have people who are able to take the information we have from the Digital Bible platform. Let me step back a second. Digital Bible platform, standardized, digitized text, audio, and video. It's in one place. And we built that, and we have it in one place. It runs everything that I'm showing you right now. So the phones, the websites, all of the information comes from our Digital Bible platform because we put it in one place, and we make that available to others as well. So they can use it free of charge. There's people who have built Bible pages on their own websites. So, you know, if a church has a website, you want to have the Bible just like this, and you want it on yours, but you don't want Bible is, we let you do it. It's open-handed. It's free. We want you to do that. So that's where web apps, podcasts. We are the largest audio Bible store in iTunes. We've had over 54 million downloads in iTunes alone. So we started uploading all of the technology into, or all of the, our audio into iTunes, and we got a call from Apple. Uh-oh. What did we do? We didn't mean to do anything. Well, they said, well, it looks like you have a lot of audio. Do you have more? So yeah, we're about 10% there. So, well, why don't you have your own store? Oh, you can have your own store? Great. So we did that. We've learned so much just as kind of going along. We're just doing what God asks us to do, making this available. And we have somebody like Apple calling us and saying, oh, we'll give you your own store. So yeah, we have our own store. If you look for either Bible Is or Faith Comes By Hearing, both of those will go to our store in iTunes. And you have access right there to download to your phone, to download to your device, to your computer, whichever you'd like to do. Like I said, 54 million through podcasts. SMS and text. We've done programs like that where we send a text out to folks. Would you like a chapter from Mark? All they have to do is text back, yes. We text them a link that goes directly to the Digital Bible platform and downloads a chapter to their phone. All they have to do is say yes. You're doing it through text the whole time in terms of what we're doing. Digital readers, so iPads, Kindles, all of these are available on those devices as well. Internet radio. Let me tell you about internet radio. We started this about a year and a half ago, coming up on 2 years. And it has quickly become, most of the rest of the Digital Bible platform was 4 years plus. This is less than 2 years, and it's our number one platform. We've had over 81 million people interact with us on digital or on internet radio. So what is that? Well, we have over 750 complete full New Testaments, all right? And we turn those into radio stations on the internet. It's just 24/7, the New Testament playing, 24/7. About every fifth or sixth chapter, there's a little advertisement that comes on for 60 seconds, and it's in the major trade language that's associated with the language, saying, hey, if you want to get this on your phone as well, here's where you get the Bible Is app, and thank you so much for listening, and then it goes right back to playing God's Word. So it's a 24/7 radio station. We've had over 81 million people interact with those languages in a year and a half. So just amazing where that's growing. Smart TVs. Anybody have a Samsung smart TV? I don't know that I want one. Do you have one? I did read something last week that they're able to listen to you as well. So make sure that you pay attention to that. But that's what we're talking about with technology. We're sharing this, and they're opening it up to us. And if you are connected, it's a smart TV, and it knows what you're thinking and doing, so you're giving it information back. It's just the world we live in. But how can we use that? So we have the Bible Is app on Samsung smart TVs. So all of our languages are available, and what it is the internet radio that I was just telling you about. It's all those channels that continue to stream, but you can access them through Samsung Smart TV. You go to Bible Is, you download the app, find the language you want, turn it on, starts playing right away. Whatever, if it's in Mark, it's in Mark. If it's in James, it's in James. And you start listening from right there. It just plays 24/7. Satellites. Let me go to POTS first. What could that stand for? Just an amazing acronym, right? It's got to be something extraordinary. POTS. I think I heard it. Plain old telephone service. All right. So, but now you can use streams and the internet radio stations I was telling you about to feed through people who call up to a certain number. And I'm going to actually ask you. Keep in mind, I know you normally probably tell everyone to turn their phones off, but this morning we're going to have a little fun. So if you have a phone, you have unlimited long distance on that. I want you to be ready in just a second in a couple of slides. All right. So plain old telephone service, and then satellites is the other. And we're actually doing some things on satellite that are really amazing. Let me give you a few more numbers before I get to that. So over our first 3 years with the Digital Bible Platform, with apps and everything you just saw on that slide, 111 million interactions. Now, I say interactions. It is people, but it's an IP address. It's a phone. That's all we can read. We don't know who you are. We can't quite get that much information yet. So it could be a church that's listening on there. It could be a family that's listening on there. So that's why that could really be a larger number. We just passed, and Pastor will tell you how old this slide is, because you just saw 233 million on Thursday. So I need to update my slide. It's no longer 231 million. It's actually 233 million. 120 million people in the last 12 months. Now, once again, I think that number is actually bigger because more people could be listening on those devices, but at least 120 million people in the last 12 months right here out of Albuquerque. This is where it's all going out from. It's all going out right here in Albuquerque. So the different ways, once again, DBP, Digital Bible Platform, and it's feeding all of these different areas, and this is where all of the information is coming from, is that one centralized source. And once again, I do want to repeat, we share this. We have over 250 developers who are part of the DBP. They have access. They're out building their own apps and bringing in God's Word, and some of them are making games, and some of them are just making their own Bible apps. We have one gentleman, of course I'm going to blank on the name, Versus, I believe. I believe it's Versus.com, and it's a game. You get coins as you're listening to God's Word. So it's going along, and you know, you think, oh yeah, really? I can't use the coins, but you get trapped into that. It's like, oh, I'm earning coins, and you're listening to God's word, and it goes ching, ching, and you can use that within the game to play. It really is amazing once you start doing that. Answer questions at the end of the chapter, so he has questions on what you just listened to, and as you answer those, you get coins. Those coins aren't going anywhere. You can play with your friends. You can. That's the socialness of what goes on in the world. So you can play with your friends, and you can do all that good stuff and interact that way. You're not buying anything, but it's fun. And what's it fun? It's fun listening to God's Word. It's fun learning now God's Word. He's tied it in and made it a game, and you can actually then compete with your friends. So anybody who is really competitive out there, you'll be listening and reading and answering God's Word or answering questions from God's Word on a regular basis. And guess what, though? You're learning it. You're starting to put it in here. So that's what's amazing with being able to share it with so many different people. So satellites. The gentleman whose slides I'm actually taking, he normally gives this, and it's much more in-depth. His name's Troy Carl. If you ever go and look up on our YouTube page and get to see Troy, he's much more exciting than me. I freely admit that. But he's a pastor by training as well. And so he talks about tech in the way that a pastor would. And it's really amazing because sometimes you'll hear him get going. He's not talking about anything other than tech, and you almost want to shout, hallelujah. He's so excited about it just like we are, but he brings that pastor's heart to be able to share that. So he was at a time, and he heard from the Lord, and he thought he was hearing, take it up there. Well, what does take it up there mean? He prayed about it, studied, read, did all of that, and he said, satellite. That's what he was saying, satellite. So we have currently, you see the languages that are up here. Of those, Five are active: Dari, Farsi, Turkish, Arabic, and Azeri, which is Azerbaijan. And we have three different satellites that those five languages are on. Arabic is to the broader Middle East. It plays 24/7. God's Word, Arabic New Testament, 24/7. They can tune in anytime they want. If anybody knows anything about the Middle East, it's the only way that they get their information outside of their own country, giving them certain things. Satellite is the only way that it's getting into them that way. Azerbaijan is Azeri, so we have a satellite going there. Turkish is Turkey. That makes sense. Anybody know where Farsi and Dari are spoken? Very good. Iran. Country that we would love to have God's word into more, wouldn't we? And there are people that are seeking there. They really are. They're seeking. They want God's word. And the neat thing within the Muslim world is, while we deal with what we see on the news every day, many in the Muslim world, including imams, who believe historically the New Testament is one of their Injil. It's one of their holy books. So they'll listen. It's not, you know, there's obviously an issue with Jesus as a prophet versus Jesus as the Son of God. We can deal with all of that by getting them God's word, letting them hear, and they can choose for themselves. We don't even have to have that argument. Don't even have to bring that. Get them the New Testament. Here's your Injil. Listen. Hear it in your own language. And they will. We've had proclaimers in the field that had a group in Africa. It was a highly Islamic area. He said, our proclaimer got stolen. We don't know where it's at. Okay, well, we'll get you another proclaimer. A couple weeks later, they contact us and say, we found it. We were walking by the mosque and it was playing. The imam from the mosque had taken the proclaimer. So they went to him and said, imam, because the imams are leaders in these areas, why did you take the proclaimer? Well, I heard what was on it and I wanted to listen and I knew you wouldn't share it with me. He said, no, you keep it. You play it. So you have a proclaimer in that heart language playing in a mosque in Africa. Because they are open. They are open. It's not resistance. It really isn't. They are open. It's just we have to get God's word to them, and we have to get it in their heart language. We have to get it in a way that they can understand and have access. Can I play that? That's what I was trying to... No, this is an embedded video in the PowerPoint. I'm not sure if it'll go to the next slide or... Well, let's try it. Satellite. Yeah, it's going to that. That's okay. We'll go back to that. So normally, I can play that and it kind of shows the satellites going around the world, and that's what we're looking at doing. Okay, and so that's what we're getting in terms of getting it onto these satellites. And some of them are satellites like this size is all we're talking about. And we're getting those now into that area. So here's what I wanted to do. Two things. If you have a phone and you have unlimited long distance, can you call one of those numbers? Come on, I'll call one. And put your phone on speaker. I don't want you to get charged if you don't have unlimited long distance. Telling you about the app. Amazing. That's from your phone. We have 20 of the top major immigrant languages in the U.S. That's just part of them. We have 20. So if you're in the U.S., you're an immigrant here, you don't have access to streaming, you don't have access to the internet, but you do have a phone, you have access to listening to God's word. Just one more place that we're putting it. So I'm going to stop there.